I'm going to be real candid with you here, David, and maybe I'm wrong. But a lot of the stuff on, the left has Jefferson because he says separation of church and state.
Yeah.
And there's some things, like if we have time, I want to get to the Virginia, but I doubt we're going to have time. But we will on another date.
Yeah.
There are some things that are confusing about him.
He's
the American Sphinx.
Yeah.
And he also doesn't have a simple or a traditional view of the Godhead, if you will.
Yeah.
He doesn't see the Trinity.
Yeah.
I'm a Mormon. Mm-hmm. I don't see the Trinity either. I recognize God the Father, the Holy Ghost, and Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is my Savior. He atoned for my sins. Mm-hmm. I must go through Jesus Christ to obtain salvation. Have to. Got it. But because I have that difference, same difference with Jefferson, because I have that, people claim I'm not a Christian. That, I think, is what some of this is they're saying, no, it's not our definition of Christian. I don't care what your definition of Christian. Jefferson's definition, my definition. Now, it may not be your definition of Christian, but his definition, my definition is Jesus Christ is my Savior. If you don't like it, I'll be taking it up with him. And believe me, he'll let me know in the end.
Yeah.
And I think that's kind of what is in some ways happening with some of the deep theologians. They can't let that difference be called a Christian because then it opens up too many cans of worms that are trouble. Do you think that's fair or not?
I think that's fair in several ways. One is because if you take the 2,000-year history of the Christian church, that has been one of the most debated doctrines ever.
Right.
Number two is if you go into the Reformation, many of the Reformation leaders had opposite opinions on that. Now, from my standpoint, I don't. I've got a simple opinion.
You and I disagree on this, but we both find each other Christian.
And what you've got with Jefferson, and this is what I point out in the book, he's a really complex guy. You cannot make him monolithic.
Right.
There are other times when he says the Apostles' Creed is right. Well, the Apostles' Creed does have the Godhead Trinity. So Jefferson's got contradictory statements here, but the whole point we make is he's not hostile to religion. He's not hostile to Christianity. He calls himself a Christian.
Right.
It may be a different definition from what other people's call.
That's okay.
But he's not calling for a secular public square.
Correct.
And that's where we are.
Okay. The problem here I see is that we have this pass with the right that is that if we take this apart and we cannot deem him Christian, the left is celebrating.
Yeah.
Because the left says
he
hated Christians, which is not true.
Yeah.
And I can't believe that a religion who is based on don't judge.
Yeah.
Won't listen to his own words.
Yeah.
And he says he's a Christian.
As I've told reporters, fortunately, I'm not the great judge.
Right.
I'm not the one that has to decide whether he goes to heaven or hell or whatever. You know, I'm not the one who has to do that.
Right.
But I am the one to say that by his own writings, this is what he said, this is what he did. And it is not a secular guy. It is not an anti-Christian guy. He is one of the biggest pro-Jesus guys out there. You know, sometimes his definition later in life may vary from what it was earlier. That's why he's complex.
You know, I tell you, David, I find myself in many times in agreement with Thomas Jefferson on things. But I feel, and mainly this, I know what I know.
Yeah.
I know what I believe. And I stand by that. Mm-hmm. But in the end, if you're right, that it's three in one, I'm going to be dealing with it up there, and I'm fine with that too.
Yeah.
I am fine with that.
Yeah.
I just try to live my life.
That's right.
And Jefferson was the same way.
Yeah.
He wasn't trying to put people out of business. He just believed what he believed. Am I wrong on that?
No, you're exactly right on that. And that's why he was a supporter of virtually every denomination.
And he was also also afraid of religions, as all of our founders were, because they saw religion getting in bed with government. And when that happened, then you had real problems.
Actually, I would change it. They saw government getting in bed with religion.
Yes.
Because in all cases since 391 A.D. with Theodosius, it was the state who took over the church. And they were less concerned about the church taking over the state than the state taking over the church.
Correct. So, okay. Well, that's the way we've flipped it now.
Yeah. We say church and state meaning keep the church out. They said church and state meaning keep the state out
of church.
Exactly.
Okay.
Let's get real on tolerance and diversity. What do you say? Do you know anybody that actually hates someone based on their skin color? I don't. Do you know anybody who hates someone based on their sexuality? I don't. Do you know anybody who hates somebody based on their religion? Anything anymore. Because they are your college reprimanded. They have tenure. Is it important for you? I've done it. I've worked at networks where I've gone, jeez, man, this is so easy to fix. I could fix this for them, and somebody will say, don't do it. It's not worth the trouble and the hassle. That squashes diversity of thought, and you destroy yourself. Galileo had to stand trial after being accused of heresy when he suggested that the earth revolved around the sun. Everybody thought it was the other way around. Actually, that's bullcrap. Everybody knew that the earth was the epicenter, not the epicenter of the universe. Everybody knew that. But the power said no, because if that's not true, then we lose our power. He was sentenced to prison. The publication of his works was banned, including any work he might do in the future. He went against the power structure, and he did it because he was right, and they locked him up, banned him, and banned people from even reading what he might write in the future. We don't remember the names of the people that locked him up, but we sure remember his name, because they always fail in the end. Today, the power structure will come after you if you say anything they disagree with. They'll try to shut you down. It's how the left...